get it. Why does my friend's family pray to God? And why did they say thank you for Jesus?
They're thankful because Jesus died to save them, and now they can go to heaven. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. I'm super glad that you're joining me today. Let me ask you this. How much do you love to go swimming, especially in the summer when it's really, really hot? It would be great if you had a friend that could get you into the city pool every day for free. Well, Jesus is kind of like that friend, but instead of a pool, he's the only one that can get you into heaven, and that's a lot better. He paid for you by giving away his life on the cross, and all you have to do is accept his free gift by faith. It's just like Romans 5 says, through our faith, Christ has brought us into that blessing of God's grace that we now enjoy. Our story today, it's entitled The Way In. I'll be back for dinner, Mom, Zach said as he pulled his beach towel off the clothesline. I'll be swimming with Kate at the country club. When the boys got to the entryway of the big club building, Cade showed a card to the greeter at the welcome desk. The man smiled and waved them through. They headed straight for the pool, and before they knew it, the afternoon was over. They grabbed their things and headed to Zach's house for dinner. The aroma of burgers on the grill made them realize they were hungrier than they thought. "Yum! When do we eat?" Zach asked eagerly. Dad gave the hamburgers a final flip before adding the cheese. We can eat as soon as this cheese melts, he said. Why don't we give thanks for our food, and then these should be ready. They all bowed their heads as Dad prayed. Thank you, Father, for this beautiful sunny day and for letting Cade join us tonight. We're especially grateful for your son, Jesus. We also give you thanks for this food. In Jesus' name, amen. As Dad passed the hamburgers, Cade said, we hardly ever pray at our house. There's a lot I don't really understand about it. Like, why do you say you're thankful for Jesus? If it weren't for him, we wouldn't get to heaven, said Zach. Why not? Asked Cade. How does he help? Think of it this way, Cade, said Dad. We don't have a membership at the country club, but Zach goes swimming there quite often. How does that happen? Why do they let him in? Well, my dad owns the country club, replied Cade, so Zach can get in because he comes with me. He's my friend. So, he gets in because he knows you, the son of the owner, right? Cade nodded. That's how it is with heaven, Dad said. We get to go to heaven when we know Jesus, the Son of God. And you know what, Cade? You can know him too. Would you like to hear more about it? Yeah, Cade said. I've never heard that before. So how about you? Do you know Jesus? Is he your personal friend? He is the Son of God, and it's only by knowing him that you get into heaven. Nothing else and no one else can make it possible for you to go there. Accept Jesus as your Savior and put your trust in him today. For more information about trusting in Jesus as your Savior, check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 108 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Our key verse today is John 14:6. It says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And our key thought today, Jesus is the only way to heaven. You know, if your mom or dad are looking for a new devotional book for your family, make sure to tell them about the 1-Year Classic Family Devotions. They'll like it because it has awesome Bible teaching every day, and you'll like it because it has fun stuff just for you too. To check it out, you can go to keysforkids.org and click shop to find the 1-Year Classic Family Devotions. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. Make sure you share it with a friend, and I'll catch you right back here tomorrow.